You are likely to be responsive to hormones. So then Gary Boland looked at what happened in women who presented in the screening setting with a diagnosis of ER-positive and ER-negative DCIS. This is just the ER-positive. And we essentially either asked them to continue the HRT or they chose to continue the HRT. They stopped it on our advice or they never taken HRT. And this is the change from baseline between the core biopsy and then the operative specimen. And you'll see that for those who were never on HRT or continued HRT, there was no change in cell proliferation and a significant fall if they stopped HRT. Again, as this only happened in the ER-positive DCIS, not in the ER-negative DCIS, indicating that it's the ER-positive DCIS that's going to be hormonally sensitive. Now,